Welcome to Everything Scary 3 AM, and it's John, and with me as always is Mandy.
Hello.
And tonight we're gonna go ahead and pop open another episode of the Advent calendar with Advent calendar from 2021.
Oh my god, I feel like we should have worked on that a little bit better.
You know what, I'm rolling with it. I enjoyed it. Actually, I really enjoyed it because this was the first year I think I've ever had an Advent calendar, because I it's not normally a thing that I've ever done as a child.
So what about you? You're living vicariously through me.
Well, I mean, no, technically, because we're married now, it's a shared thing.
Oh, okay. That's
the best.
I'm pretty sure
my
name was on that Advent calendar. However, well, no, it's not a usual thing for me, actually. I've never received an Advent calendar before. If it's not something that I didn't just buy myself, because I'm like, oh, look at this. This is really cute.
And you understand the concept of that. I mean, like, because, you know, you got small gifts inside of a little thing. You pop it open, you know.
Separate gift each day.
It's, you know, for what? Depends on the type, because see, some of them I've seen very short. That's like the 12 days before Christmas. And then this one, the one that we got was, what, 30 days? 25 days? 25 days.
I think it was 25.
Yeah, so you do it on the first. Now, I think the Advent actually has like a specific day that it's supposed to start. Like, but I don't know anything about it. But this one is from a Vara French director. So we're going to completely butcher a couple of names here, but it's going to be very fun. It's going to be on Shudder.
Yep.
If you want to go ahead and check it out. And this was a movie that we originally wanted to watch a long time ago.
We tried to watch it, and then we didn't get very far.
I think we got distracted. That was the problem.
Knowing us, I do not doubt it.
And that's kind of the thing. Like, it wasn't because it was a bad movie, like Hellraiser, or
I didn't even the new Hellraiser.
Yeah,
I didn't even think the new Hellraiser.
I stopped
was
watching
bad.
The new Hellraiser because of the very beginning part, because I was just like, this girl is totally terrible, and she survived all the way through.
Your ADD just kicks in like crazy.
No, I just, if I'm not being compelled by the character, I don't like it. Same thing happened with Last Shift. That's always my go-to.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The girl in that one, very compelling, and it turned out to be a terrible movie.
But at the end, though.
You know, and it's because we wanted better from it.
Yes.
But hopefully this one will be better. This one does come from us, to us. Maybe it's from us. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. But to us from writer-director, you're going to try that name?
Patrick Regemal.
Yeah. And he has done two other movies. One of them is called Dead Men Talking. Dead Man Talking. Because I actually had to write that down twice because I kept putting the men part in there. From 2012, which is a comedy about a guy getting executed. It's kind of weird. Like, I watched the trailer, but unfortunately the trailer that I found does not have any subtitles.
Oh.
So okay. Everybody is speaking in rapid French. It feels like a Wes Anderson movie or like something along those lines. And apparently, like, the guy is explaining his life up until the point that he gets murdered. Or he murdered and then gets killed by the state, which is state murder. I guess I don't, you know.
Okay.
I'm completely okay with it. Don't get me wrong.
That sounds confusing.
Just saying. It was weird. I was like, oh, okay. And they were like, everybody was doing this very like rapid French, and then they were standing and staring. So I assume it was supposed to be some kind of joke, but Jerry Lewis wasn't there, so I don't know if it was a French comedy at all. And then 2017's The Station, which there is a mysterious gas station. Inside of the mysterious gas station is numerous photocopiers working at full throttle, and somehow magic. It is a short, it is 14 minutes long, and unfortunately, I couldn't find the damn thing anywhere. Which, guys, if you are a French director...
If you are a director, period.
Your short is older than 5 years. Just put it out there. Put it on YouTube. Be like, hey, look, I made this at one point. Whatever commercial value it had is over. It's not going to be made into anything else. Maybe you can mine it for something later on, but that's going to be on you.
Although technically, it could get picked up because of the fact that somebody sees it on YouTube.
Oh, could be, yeah. Yeah, see? Suckers.
I'm trying to help you.
I'm getting tired of that crap because I keep trying to look at people's shorts and it's like, oh, I'm sorry, we're not going to put the short on there. We're not going to, no, we got to hide that. That might be something that we want to use later on. I'm like, no, screw you, jackasses. Let me go ahead and see it. But anyway, let's see if Patrick was able to go ahead and get some decent talent for this one. We got a couple of people in here. Go ahead and give me that name.
Are you really going to make me do it? Eugenie.
You were the one who was actually doing the better on it.
Durand.
Yeah. So she has been in a lot of TV movies, including 2022's Story of Annette Zellman, 2019's If You See My Mother, and 2018's Death in the Soul. Now, I was thinking that it was kind of weird that she was in a bunch of TV movies, but then again, it's French TV movies.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if they do a lot more of, like, remember back in the day when ABC would do a lot of, like, TV movies? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if they still do that, because it's, one, it's in French language, two, it's going to be a smaller budget, so they're not having to do, District 13, or whatever that one was called, or was it District 9?
District 9?
District 9, there
we
go.
The one with the bugs and
all that? No, the one where they're having to run around and do all the kick-flipping, because it was French, and it was... Now I feel terrible.
I have no idea.
But there was a bunch of them, or Good Cop, Bon Cop.
Oh.
You remember that one?
No, not at all. Okay.
But, you know, it's you can't keep paying for Jean Reno to do everything, because the man is a consummate actor, but he is not everywhere at once yet. AI technology will take care of that.
Mm.
But, you know, it was interesting for me to see. I was like, oh, wow, there's another TV movie. So I'm wondering if she just, like, that's what
maybe
they do.
Maybe she just likes TV movies.
Or maybe that's just what they got the budget for.
Maybe it's like the equivalent of the Hallmark Channel.
No, maybe. Maybe it's like a Lifetime movie network of just terrible, you know, French movies where this girl has the worst day ever, repeatedly. Which, this is a horror movie, so she kept that streak going.
True.
We also have...
Come
I'll
on.
Try it.
Come on, try it.
So you said, it's Honorine?
I think it's Honorine.
Honorine. And it's...
Magnier?
Magnier? Okay, well...
You have to say it with a French accent. Monnier.
I don't know.
Sure.
You know what? Again, I apologize to the French people.
We are trying our best.
We're trying.
It's something that we need to work on. Just let us know, like, if we fucked it up, and then we will be happy
to
fix it.
If you speak French, let us know. Leave us a voicemail. We'd love to hear it. I still apologize to the French, no matter what, because I still feel bad for what we did in Dr. Strangelove. We didn't believe him, and we... You know, we're never mind. Anyway, but she's been 99 episodes of a show called Tomorrow Is Ours,
mm-hmm.
then 28 episodes of a show called The Research Unit, and then in Camping 3 from 2016. I assume all those are French. I hope they're not, though. I hope it's like a weird thing where Camping 3 is just the screwball comedy that we haven't heard about yet.
Just Camping 1 and 2 is just the... Camping 1 is about the actual campers, Camper 2 is about the counselors, and Camper 3 is about the serial killer.
It's the French version of Without a Paddle.
Oh, I love Without a Paddle.
And then we have, you said it was, we're going to try with Clemente... Clement Olivier.
There you go.
We're just going to go ahead and go with that, because it looks like the same thing as Laurence Olivier. Anyway, so he only has one other credit, which is Paris Is Us from 2019. Now, the interesting thing is Olivier Bonjour is one other guy.
That sounded so bad.
You know, I feel so bad.
You know what? I want a croissant.
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 Croissant. I feel like I need to apologize and leave, like... something at Lafayette's, like, you know, grave or something like that. I'm sorry. Thank you so much. I apologize.
We're trying our best.
Anyway, but he was actually in Bruges with Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson.
You love that movie.
Oh yeah, I love everything with Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson in it, which is weird because they're such kind of odd guys.
They are odd ducks, yes.
But it's funny to see, because they were also in, I think it was like The Banshee of something or other, like,
yes,
just recently.
That was that one that you were trying to watch, right?
And I tried to watch it, but it reminded me too much of my own friends. Like, it's like, no, I'm not going to talk to you. And then it spiraled out of control. But I was just like, oh my God, just talk to him, for God's sakes. Just let him
just
know what happened.
Just tell him what's wrong.
Come on, man. But anyway, so... I'm excited about this movie. Again, we did try to watch this one, but we only got through, like, probably about 20 minutes of the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go ahead and sit down, buckle in, and go ahead and watch it. But from the parts that I remember, it was fairly compelling.
I don't remember shit from this movie,
so
I guess we'll see.
My one issue, I think, was she has the main character has an elderly father, and I felt like that didn't need to be in there. But maybe it ties back in, because we didn't finish the movie. So I'm going to go ahead and pause it right here. We'll go ahead and watch it and see if maybe this movie's good, maybe it's bad.
Yep, we'll be right back.
You know, I hope it's going to be better than last week's.
Oui. Si vous regardez ceci,
Si vous avez reçu un calendrier de l'Avent, respectez les règles.
Joyeux anniversaire.
Un calendrier de l'Avent.
Respecte toutes les règles jusqu'à l'ouverture de la dernière fenêtre, sinon je te tue.
Attention!
T'en avales un, faut les avaler tous.
And we're back!
We are back.
So, interesting ending.
I liked it.
It was a kind of a funky, melancholy kind of ending, kind of vibe to me.
It was, but you know what? This is like an A24 movie.
It's very avant-garde.
It's very sceney.
Yeah. So this is Eva. This is the life and times of Eva. It is December 3rd on this, which time frames on this one are very important. Because what happens is Eva is a paraplegic. We are introduced to this very early on when she meets Anton at the Anton. At the pool, who helps her out onto her chair, and she kind of she goes home, and that's where we're introduced to Sophie, her friend, who was very slutty.
Her shit friend.
Who reminds me, you know who she reminds me of?
This girl's a total cunt.
The girl from Urban Legends.
I hate this
that
girl.
That poofy hair.
It's the poofy hair, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, she's bad, yes.
She's a dick.
She also does some stuff later on, which I was like, oh, that's an interesting kind of way that she would do that.
She's a shit.
She still feels guilt. But anyway, Sophie.
She didn't feel that much guilt.
Hooks Eva up with a advent calendar. It's a beautiful advent calendar. Huge, gigantic, German.
Very German
advent calendar, which has several rules with it. Don't think it, don't speak it, I think was one of them, but no, that's something else.
No, that's a different thing. Eat all the candy, follow all the rules, do everything it says, follow all the rules.
Don't dump it. I like don't dump it don't being on there like it. Six times.
And
like,
pretty much in every single rule is don't do this or I'll kill you.
Yeah. And it's, you're like, huh, that's kind of an interesting thing.
And you're like, who? Who will kill me? Well, it's Ick. Ick is who's going
to
kill you.
Yep. And if you start it up, then you have to follow it all the way through.
You must finish it.
Which is a very odd thing to happen on there. Because I was like, oh, okay. Well, so what happens is that Eva decides to eat the candy.
One through three, technically.
Yes. So she has everything except for... So she eats the first one, which is just, like, I guess the starter chocolate. And then she pulls one out that is an after eight, like, toffee, I guess it is. Because it's one of those little squares.
Yes.
And that is the candy that her father, who is now... deep in the throes of Alzheimer's, used to eat.
Was that the second or the third one? Because the baby was one of them also.
I want to say that was the third one.
So the second one is the little baby.
No, the second one was the baby. The second one was the after dinner one.
Okay, okay.
And then, or after eight, and then the third one was the baby.
Okay, got it.
Because they didn't eat any of that, because they had to get out. Why? Because it's Eva's birthday, and, oh wait, no, that's right, they didn't go, they did that the next day. But Sophie was going to take Eva out for drinks and stuff afterwards. But
it's very hard to keep all these things in order. We did not write anything down. So, you know, we just winged
it. It was interesting to see.
We winged it on this one.
And I would suggest doing the same thing, because this movie is very kind of hard to follow in certain circumstances, because it gets a little
in
weird.
A few. Yes.
It feels
yes.
like three movies or like a miniseries that was put together. Because that whole sequence at the very beginning
and
is completely divorced from the rest of it.
Correct. Yeah. But not necessarily rushed. Like, there's some things wherever they turn a movie that was supposed to be in, you know, a miniseries into a movie, and it's bad. And they missed, like, a whole bunch of stuff. That is not the case with this movie. It's you know, refreshingly enough, it was a good movie.
It's a palate cleanser, yeah.
Anyways, so
we do have Eva going to her boss, hanging out with her boss.
Who's a total fuckhead.
He's a fat, creepy guy. She works at an insurance agency, And he's pissed at her for, one, being paraplegic. Everybody gives her shit for being paraplegic. Maybe it's because we're in the U.S. and we're just, like, we're brought up to, you know, everybody is able to do whatever else, you know, they can with whatever,
we're going to help with whatever way we can. You're not going to be a freaking douchebag to people they're in a wheelchair.
Like, and that's what the weirdest thing was about this one. It's like, I felt like they kept, like, pointing and, like, screaming at her. It's like, you're in a wheelchair. You're in a wheelchair. Like, she knows that.
Like, it's
your
fault.
Why are you being cunt about this?
And what was that? What did that bitch say that one point? Which was like, oh God, I just couldn't do it. If I were like you, I couldn't do it. And she's like,
which is the newbie that her shitty boss pushes on her.
Such a bitch.
To take care of. Although.
Who has really old looking feet.
She, yeah, well, that one was Miriam, I think. And she was an interesting looking lady. Because I guess she was sleeping with the boss, who the boss had pictures of himself. I thought that was the funniest thing. It reminded me a lot of IT Crowd.
Yeah, very, very Renham.
Has Eva start walking her through the stuff, which I probably should have picked a different thing to say on that one. I didn't think about it. But had her start going through the basically to do Eva's job. Eva goes home, and that's when Sophie decides to take her out for a night on the town with Boris and friend.
And Boris is a total fuckhead.
Oh my God. Boris does some effed up stuff.
You know what? If we got to this part, I don't remember any of this movie, by the way, but if we got to this part, it explains why I didn't want to watch it anymore.
This is why we stopped watching it. But before she goes, this is when Eva eats the toffee. And she hears from her dad, and she has a freak out about it. She does explain it to Sophie. Sophie's like, well, that's kind of weird, but this also...
Did you take your hallucinogenic.
This...
No. Did you take your prevention? Oh, yeah. Your hallucinating pills. Jesus, I can't talk.
But it was... apparently, this advent calendar that she has is from Munich, and perhaps a drug...
it's a drug calendar.
Calendar on
it
there.
It gives you some funky shit.
So that's when they go over, they meet Boris. Boris is a complete asshole. Like, haha, I guess that calls that, oh, your friend's in a wheelchair? I guess that means we won't be having a threesome tonight. And I was like,
ugh,
what?
Just skeezy.
And then, like, the other guy is like, dude, I don't know why he's saying all this shit. I'm so sorry.
He's such a dickhead.
My name is, I don't know. I guess it was like Thomas or something like that. I don't know.
I think Thomas.
It was Guy. And Guy is sitting there like trying to be nice. And I guess that was Eva's like date.
Yeah,
I think.
Because
yeah.
The whole reason why they went is because Boris, what's her face? The bitch friend knew Boris.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, come on, he'll buy us dinner. And then his friend was there, and I hate Eva's friend. She's
so
such a bitch.
It's at this point that Eva decides that she's going to go ahead and go home because Boris is completely just an asshole. And Boris says, cool, I'll get the check. And it's at that point that the other guy gets up and he walks away. And that's when Sophie gets up, walks away. And then Sophie comes back and is like, oh, my God. Guy wants to go out for drinks, so Boris is going to take you home. And it was like, wait, what?
The way that it happened was she totally made it seem like she was going to go put the good word in for Eva, and she doesn't. She puts the good word in for herself. She's a total cunt. I hate her.
She reminds me of...
She's the shittiest person. Okay, let's not get sidetracked. So anyways,
Joan Osborne-y face, like the weird like blonde curls with like this kind of a Renee Zellweger eyes going on.
She's shit. So that happens. She does put Eva in a random man's car who is a total fucking asshole. Yeah,
yeah,
but Boris is a random ass man
to
Eva.
But that's still Boris. I'm just trying to, like, for the people who are listening to it. Boris is going to take Eva home. And he also explains that he's a day trader, so that's even better, which I love that shit. Yeah, that's right. He had just earned, like, what, 457 euro or something like that. It was a very specific number.
I don't know.
That's why I was like, oh, great.
He's a shit, too.
And then,
so he throws her wheelchair in the back, sniffs some coke, gets in the driver's seat, and proceeds to try to take her home. Eva ends up falling asleep and wakes up to Boris's hand in her pants, which, of course, she can't feel because she's a paraplegic. And so she's like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, oh, you weren't complaining before.
It was really funny.
Ew, like, no, there's nothing funny about that.
The way that she was reacting to it is like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're an idiot. And I was like, that's awesome. Ugh, the fact that she was just completely like, go fuck yourself. But then it gets really violent because Boris is like trying to like just manhandle her. Thankfully.
He's trying to rape her.
Thankfully, Eva is able to start banging on the horn, which really starts waking people up. And that's when Boris just decides to go full just thunder asshole mode and chucks her out the side of the car. Everybody's an asshole to Eva.
Everybody was an asshole to her. Boris dies.
Yes, he does. And in fact, he does so at midnight because it's the next day, which this little advent door opens itself up and drops a teeny tiny car out.
Yep, that little, is the exact same little kind Mercedes. That is Boris's car.
With the license plate. I thought that was a cute touch.
Yeah, and Marvin, the Eva's faithful dog, decides to take it upon himself to take care of said car, and he chomps it.
Om nom nom.
And at the same time, Boris dies in a very horrible, violent way, which is still too quick for what he deserves.
He's getting crushed, I think, but then the car is okay, and then Boris is kind of like flopped out the side like he may have gotten slashed up by Freddy Krueger. It was kind of an odd little bit
there. I don't know. Anyway, was too quick for him. He deserved Ebola.
So, thankfully, Eva's able to make it home. She chills out. She finds the little pieces of car in the dog food bowl. And she actually gets a message from Boris apologizing for the night before. And also giving her money into her day trading account, which Eva doesn't day trade. She was kind of weirded out by the whole situation. And she's like, whatever, fine, fuck it.
Raped her, fucking asshole. Mm-hmm. Ugh, anyways.
And she discovers all this while discovering the new infatuation of her life.
Young William.
Yes, who is beep bopping all over the damn place.
William is
loudly.
Adorable. William is adorable.
And he is a nurse who wears a lab coat all the time, which was and starts giving like doctor orders to her and like talking to the other stuff.
He gives her nurse orders.
I don't know. I never saw Eva's, nurse or doctor. I only saw the nurse talking to her and telling her that he says we're gonna keep you overnight. I'm like, oh, okay.
So that was move the story forward. So Eva keeps eating all the chocolates. Weird shit keeps happening.
So she sees William bebopping around. The heart is the next one that comes out of the advent calendar.
Is it?
Yes. Because she holds on to it. And then she keeps seeing Boris Runner, or not Boris, fuck. William walking around. And she slips the... It was such an awkward thing for him to say. She slips the heart into his mulled wine. He sips it, walks over and says, hi, I'm a nurse. I can wash your private parts.
Well, because she said that.
Oh, she roofied him. Yeah.
Well, no. She said that to
Sophie?
Sophie.
Oh, okay.
Like, literally that, which is why he said, okay. I don't understand why I said that. That was really weird.
Yeah. But hi, I'd like to hang out with you. And they do hang out for a very good long time.
And
he is super nice.
He is absolutely wonderful to her. Very, very nice. Very concerned. But he also randomly walks in on her weird table full of incriminating evidence of things that have happened every single time she's eaten one of these candies.
Yes. And several other things has happened since that point. One of them being she ate four candies. So she eats one candy and then it shoots forward 4 days. Where she's like, I don't know what the fuck happened. I just ate these candies and oh God, what happened to me?
Her boss fires her.
Yeah, because he's a complete asshole. She goes home. She takes the wrappers from those 4 days worth of candy that she ate, puts them together, and she sees a icon for a company that she puts all the money into day trading and starts making a lot of moolah. I think she gets
She gets 9 cents at first.
Yeah, 9 cents, but 300,000 euro at the end of it, I think.
Yes.
It was weird to see because I think they put a decimal point instead of a
comma.
Yes. Yeah, it was freaky for me. I was like, she only made, wait, that's too many numbers. But it's at that point that she also, yeah, so William shows up, they eat, she has like a bunch of other like candies. She starts eating the little Jesus ones, the little baby Christ ones, yes, which give her legs back for a little bit. And then because she's not paying attention, one day she's like, no, you're going to leave me alone tonight. She says to the advent calendar.
Mm-hmm. It calls the dog.
It opens up and there's a little dog treat. And at this point I went, oh shit, the dog's going to die.
Which, by the way, Marvin, the dog, does die.
He does die, but not at this point. No, Marvin is the goodest boy. So he eats the little treat out, and then the door opens, leaves, and then he comes home covered in blood. And as she's, like, fishing stuff out of his mouth, comes a tiny, I guess it was like a...
It was a medallion.
It was like a St. Christopher medal or something like that.
I can't believe that man wore a saint anything, because he was awful.
It's weird. But it was the bosses who had fired her's necklace. So, yay!
Yay! Good
he's dead
boy,
now.
Marvin. You deserve all the treats.
You're the man, Marvin.
All the treats.
She eats another one of the ones. She walks outside now. The little baby Jesus allow her to walk. So she walks outside with the advent calendar. William picks her up. She's inside of the hospital. Mm-hmm. The next day comes, and the advent calendar spits out a little tiny black Eucharist that she feeds to her scary neighbor, who I guess the assumption at that point is that she died. I think she may have wanted death,
maybe,
though, because this isn't the first time that something like that has happened. And then she gets another after 8 mint thingy. I keep saying mint. I think they're toffees. I don't know what they are.
I think they're maybe like Olive Garden chocolates.
Let's say maybe. Yeah, like an Andes or something.
Yeah.
So she, at this point, decides to go, instead of waiting for her father, who has Alzheimer's and can't speak to her, to call her, you know, after she eats the chocolate, she's gonna go see her father at his house, which is being run by his terribly evil
this
wife
woman
lady.
Has the evil stepmother hairdo
from like the 1940s.
Like,
it was weird.
She is an awful, awful person.
And
everyone is freaking awful.
Everybody is just a dick to Eva. Like, I don't have a problem with anything
except
that she does after this.
Except for the dad.
Yes, because she does slide the toffee into his mouth, and he, oh my god, Eva, I missed you. And she's like, Dad, I missed you too. He's like, yeah, it's really fucked up what's going to happen soon with that advent calendar. She's like, wait, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, no, it's going to demand a lot of sacrifices. When it comes for me, though, just put me out of my misery. I miss your mom.
She's like, okay, all right.
I'm going to go ahead and leave.
So she leaves. The evil stepmother is just looking on from her perch.
And now Eva decides to have one more dose of the chocolate. Like, I think she has another baby Jesus. And at that point is when she's doing it in front of William. And like, William is like rubbing her thighs while he's like trying to like, are you okay? You know, and yeah, she's feeling great because she can feel William's hand on her thigh.
She's like, I can feel your hand.
I can feel it.
I'm like, oh, she's going to want to do stuff. I mean, that is the time, sir. That is the time. And then it's at this point that it cuts. There is no sexy time for William and Eva. And she is somewhere?
He drops her off. Oh, he drops her off at the pool.
Yes.
Because that's what happens.
Oh,
he drops her off
right
at the pool, but her keys are still in his car. And I swear that has to be his car that they take later on.
Maybe. But instead of taking her keys to her at the pool where he just left, he decides to drive all the way over to her house.
I think he may have been, like, most of the way there, I guess.
I guess. Still, though, flip a bitch. Like, she's going to be freaking out about her keys the entire time.
Well, if she, you know, even wasn't paying attention to it. But she could have called him on that teeny tiny sleek, you know, flip phone that he had.
So it turns out that William goes to the house. He calls her, tells her that he dropped her keys off in the little flower pot. As he's walking away, the door opens. So he goes back up, closes the door, locks it, walks back to his car, and the door opens again. This time he cannot ignore it.
I thought that was pretty effective.
That was
a nice move.
No, I liked it. And so he walks into the house. He sees Eva's incriminating evidence of all the shit that's happening, including his name.
She's been writing, like, she has, like, a Formica table that she decided to use a permanent marker on and, like, put everything around. And, like, even things like, Marvin kills John or something like that. I guess that was the name of the boss or something like that.
Yes.
And I was like, what the
fuck? His name is like Boss Anchovy or something.
Yeah, or something like that. And it's like, oh, well, this is scary. So he sees, that's when Ech pops out of the advent calendar. So what we've been seeing every time he pops up from the top of the advent calendar this whole time is a somewhat worried looking man, kind of looks like the Scream.
It's a priest. Yeah.
Wearing priest robes and like some stuff on there, but this time it was the full on Ick who was wearing like his S&M mask with the jaw pulled down and like
creepy. He looks creepy.
Yeah, he looked creepy. Well, William opens up the little windows, he sees in there a teeny tiny mirror that on the mirror starts scratching words backwards.
You kept trying to say it forwards, and I was like, it says don't dump it.
I don't.
It says don't dump it.
I was like, no, it says need to. I was like, is it German again? Because they have a hard time. Anytime the German comes up, they don't want to subtitle it. So I was weirded out by the whole situation.
That was weird. But it does say don't dump it. And what does William decide to do?
Immediately dump it. In like the Seine or something like that.
He takes it to some sort of river canal thing. And then he dumps it. And then as soon as he dumps it, fog comes up. A creepy figure comes up, which is Ick. And Ick decides to drag his happy little ass right on down into the canal and drown him.
Ick looks like a cross between...
He looks like something from Silent Hill.
Yeah, he looks a little like the Pyramid Head without the pyramid part. He looks like he's trying to be like a junior Cenobite with the mask. And then on his body is carved like numbers and dates and Advent crap. So I was like, oh, that's cool.
And a cross. There was a cross in there somewhere.
Advent. Ick just picks William up, drags his bitch ass out, and pulls him into the water and shoves him down. William dies unceremoniously because William didn't know to follow the fucking rules, although I think she said to follow the rules and not to dump it.
Like, yeah,
I think
no, she did.
It said, and it says it on the back in German, damn it, William.
And then Eva actually falls into the pool because, of course, she's still at the pool. And at this point, she was already flirting with Antoine, whatever his name is.
Well,
a little bit.
He's trying to be nice.
He was just being very nice.
Because he was also like the one person who wasn't being a douchebag that she was immediately a douchebag too. Because in their first meeting,
I wouldn't say she was being a
douchebag. She was immediately a douchebag.
But think about it. If she's been treated like that this entire time, that's probably what she was expecting.
Well, maybe, but, you know, like, maybe not. That was my big problem. And I think that was the part where I'm just sitting there going like, oh, okay, that's interesting. Why is everybody being a dick to Eva? But, okay.
Eva ends up falling into the pool, and then she sees William. And then she goes down and she tries to help William, but of course she has no legs. So she is, like, trying to, like, swim with just her arms. It's not working. She leaves him down there. She pops her head up after a while, and she is in the canal. She is no longer in the pool.
Yep. And she crawls up off to the side, and Ick comes up with the advent calendar, sits down, and...
He's like, here you go, baby.
He's like, I'm sorry. He does do, like, a little, like, oh, don't worry. He puts his hand out, like, it's me. Calm down. I brought you the advent calendar.
Don't worry,
cool
baby.
Now.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. It's fine.
I got you.
And then she ends up at her house.
And Anton is there, and he's like, hey, you left all your stuff at the pool. I don't know how you got home.
It had your address on it, and she's just like, go or I'll sick the dog on you.
Which, poor Marvin has already killed somebody. He doesn't want to kill anybody else.
Oh, no, because especially the guy's giving him Cheetos, like, the whole time. He's like, here, Marvin. Marvin's like sitting there like, I guess I could again, but I don't want to. You're giving me snacks, so have a good day, sir.
That's because Marvin's a good boy. So
the goodest.
So that happens. More stuff with the advent calendar happens.
And this is where it gets to the sad part when...
She kills Marvin.
Oh, goddamn, I killed Marvin. The
stupid friend walks in and is like, oh my god, she killed her dog.
And she and Guy, I guess.
We're just calling him Guy.
Yeah, shows up and they're like, oh shit, what happened? As they're like flopping the dog into the back of the SUV that they're in. And Sophie is like, hey, cool. I'm gonna stay here. And then we're all gonna go out to your place to hunt and just chill.
Yeah. Like, she totally needs that after her dog just
after the dog
died.
Murder. As she, like, and this wasn't like, oh, she killed the dog and it was a nice situation. No. Like, oh, oopsie poodle, I accidentally killed my dog because I thought it was something else and it was attacking me. No, it was, I dragged the dog into the shower with me, and I've been holding the knife for like 2 hours straight up.
It was awful.
It was not a nice time.
A fucking idiot anyway. So she's staying there with her in the apartment, which also means that, of course, she sees the advent calendar right at midnight. The advent calendar opens, and this bitch takes the candy.
It's a very large diamond shaped blue pill with a tiny penis on it.
Well, I mean, it was about the same size as the pill.
It was bigger than that. It was a big ass fucking thing on there. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was a huge ass fucking,
have a cracker.
There is no mistaking what that was.
And she hid it inside of her bra for some reason.
She smiles and she's like, oh, I'll take that.
She slides it in there, and that's when Eva comes out. It's like, give me the candy. And she's like, what candy? The one that just it opened. Where's the candy?
What was in it? And she's like, oh, it was a stick of gum.
Here's the gum. And Eva's like chewing on it like hard. And she's like, nothing. And then like it goes all the way to the point where they're in the car driving somewhere. And she's like, nope, nothing. She spits out the gum. It's like, what the fuck? He's like, oh, well, it's going to be fine, Eva.
And then it cuts. Oh, my. This is such a beautiful scene, the way that they did it. So you could see the lights that are flying by because they're driving. And so there's lights that are reflecting in her window. And it's going. And then it just stops. And at first, I thought that the movie stopped for a second. And it doesn't. It's a cut scene. It's a memory that she's having of whenever this bitch got her into a car accident and made her a paraplegic.
Which is really, it's doubly bad because Eva used to be a dancer, like a ballet dancer.
And she's still friends with this bitch. Oh my God.
So it's at that point they go over to Guy's house. They're just chilling there. Eva is freaking the fuck out and not doing a very good job with life. And she's sitting there and she's talking to the box and trying to say things like, don't hurt her. I don't want her to be, you know, like, hurt.
I don't blame her, don't hurt her.
Yeah, just and you can kind of get it that she's talking about Sophie the entire time.
I say fuck that bitch.
Sophie is like, cool, you know, what's gonna happen here? Like,
she's like, I just had a memory. She's like, is it a good memory or bad memory? She's like, no, it was a bad memory.
Bad memory.
And the whole time she's on her phone, she doesn't even give a shit. And then she's like, did you want to talk about it? And she's like,
we need to talk about it. It's been 3 years.
And she's like, okay, cool. And then she walks out. Like,
No, she doesn't fucking walk out.
Don't you dare defend her. She's a bitch.
That's not exactly what happens.
No.
What happens is,
no.
Is Eva explains to her, if I eat that, because it's midnight, and the door opens, and it's another little baby Jesus. And she says, if I eat this candy, then, you know, I've got the whole 24 hours to eat the candy. But if I eat the candy here, you're gonna die. And she goes, Sophie says, will it bring your legs back? And she's like, yes. And Sophie says, you should just eat it then. And she's like,
No, I'm gonna keep it. No.
And then tomorrow I'll eat it when I'm alone. She's like, okay. And then she proceeds to go into the other room. Her new boyfriend can't get it up, which I'm like, why are you having a hard time with that, bro?
Because she's a fucking bitch. Anyways.
Well, she gives him the...
She gives him the blue pill. He takes it and then he fucks her to death. Which is not nearly enough what she deserves. Because she made her best friend a paraplegic. And she stole the advent calendar. Which you totally forgot to mention.
I did say that.
She
actually
stole the advent calendar.
From the drug place, yeah. I said that.
She stole the advent calendar.
I said that she stole it.
Anyways, she's a terrible fucking person. She dies off screen unceremoniously, which is sad because she gets thrown through the wall.
She's
just like, help me, meh.
And then standing in the doorway after chucking her friend out through it is just, I guess it's Guy with a
raging heart on, I guess.
But he gets his neck snapped by who walks forward and hands her the candy that she was supposed to eat. And Eva eats it. And she has walking abilities at this point.
That would have been really funny if the guy had stood in the hallway and it was just Shadow. He just had a random third leg. He just had like a serious third leg.
That would have been funny.
And there was like no talking about it. It just happens and you're like, wait a minute. Did that just... Is that what I
It's like the shadow is from behind.
Yes. And then it's just like a random third leg. And you think it's Ick's leg, but it's not Ick's leg.
It's not Ick's leg.
And that is what killed her.
Well, so at this point, Sophie is able, or not Sophie, Sophie's dead because she gets stepped on by Ick, which I thought was funny.
I wish they would have shown that.
But Eva finds in the top of the advent calendar a painting, a very well done painting. And it actually has a address on the back of it. And a date. And it's a very German name in Berlin. So she goes to it using the car now and her working legs. And she gets out all the way to Berlin. And she comes to, I think it's Alois. It's Mr. Hoffman's house.
Yeah.
And Alois. Mr. Hoffman is very, very blind. And he didn't paint no painting last year. But that's when Eva shows him the painting, which he touches, and somehow is flashed to see what he did the year before.
He slit his wife's throat, and then he shot his son.
Yep, and then he...
But yet, somehow, they're alive.
Yeah, and he's like, I didn't do that. Get the hell out of my place. And I assume... Like,
no, you did do that.
And then he speaks in German more at her, and then she leaves.
Which I got after the ending.
Yeah. Which makes a little bit more sense.
Yes.
This is when the next day opens up, and it's a Miriam doll. Miriam is torn apart because it's, you know, it's a doll. Of course, that's what you do with the dolls.
And as you should tear up, because that lady was evil.
Then she stays home. It's nearly the last day. And as she gets to that 23rd day, she pops open the bottom of the advent calendar, and it is a after-dinner chocolate. It's the same one that her dad loves, and a Derringer. So this is the funniest part, because I actually really enjoyed this whole bit here. Sophie goes to her stepmother slash dad's, you know, house, and leaves a box on the outside.
The stoop.
The stepmother picks it up, comes inside. With it, and it's the advent calendar. She looks at it and she's just like, what does it say? And she turns it around and says, don't dump it. Ugh. And immediately sets it on fire. And then we hear screaming.
She knows. She knew that it was from Eva because she gave her a card. And she just like threw that shit in the fire. Didn't even think about it. Just threw it in the fire. And you know, you see the stepmother, like, her shadow on the wall, and then you see Ick behind her and his shadow, and then she turns around and she screams, and it's fantastic because she's an awful person, and yay, she dies.
That's when Eva goes inside, she shoves the chocolate in Dad's mouth, Dad is Copus Mentis for a second, and he comes up and is like, oh, hey, did you need to do that part? As he looks at the flaming body of the stepmother behind her, and Eva says, no, I did that part for fun. She's like, okay, well, I guess we better get this doing. So Daddy walks to the window, turns his back. Eva takes about 3 times to pick up the gun and shoots him. Now, I don't know where she was aiming because she wasn't really aiming up towards the head. So I hope to God that she got him with one clean kill. It's at this point Eva goes to the hotel and she calls up Antoine, pulls him in. He says, oh my God, you're walking. She's like, yep, I got over it. And then they're smoking in the bed.
Yep, sexy time.
And I guess Antoine got the whole story because he's sitting there trying to run everything back around with it.
Which I love the fact that he's really chill with it.
Yeah, he's like, all right, like, oh, that's kind of fucked all up. All right, man. But, whatever.
Can't believe you killed your stepmom. So, and your dad. And your dog.
If you eat the last, candy, Antoine says...
everything starts over.
Yeah, so you're kicked back to December 1st without any kind of memory on this. And she's like, yep, that's how it is.
I'm a paraplegic and everything goes back to bed.
Everything goes back to normal. It's like, oh, okay, cool. That seems weird. So she goes up to the rooftop and her message, other than the painting, like the German guy did, is her cell phone. With a little message that says, you know, this is what you got to do to kind of get everything done. And she's like, okay. And then she kind of explains everything on the video, very much like Jamie Kennedy in Scream.
Does a little dance.
And she begins to, yes, and she's a very good ballet dancer. And she's she opens on the 24th the shiny holographic candy. It looks like a lemon drop. I don't know what it is. But that's when Antoine comes up. He's like, no, don't eat it. Look. And she's like, what? If I don't eat it, then
I'm gonna die.
He's like, no. Remember the rules. The rules said you have to follow everything up until you open the last door, which means that there's no more rules. You're done with the rules. And she's like, I don't know. And he picks up the advent calendar and he chucks it off the roof. And he's like, see, I dumped it. Therefore, this is your choice. You can either A, eat the candy and go back to being a paraplegic on December 1st, or B, you don't and you can walk away. Everybody who died is still dead, but you can walk. And he begins to talk. And it's snowing.
It's like, it's very Peanuts.
And Eva stares at the candy, screams, fade to black. And then fade back in as there's a guy holding a baby with a cut on his head knocking on Eva's door a year later.
With her phone.
And then fade to black again. I was like, oh, all right.
I liked it. And that's it. That's the end.
We end with the ambiguous note of whether or not we don't know if Eva decided to eat the chocolate. Now, I want to know, I want to feel it in my bones. I realize that she did kill several bad people, and several people who wanted to die were released from their suffering. But Marvin the Goodest Boy died, and by her own hand, in fact, she only killed two people, technically.
Yeah, three.
Who was the third?
Two by her own hand, yes.
Marvin killed two people. Oh, I guess we could say Miriam. Miriam died, so that we'll go with three on that one.
Yeah.
But even that was
what
kind of
the
like
stepmom?
A...
stepmom? I guess, I mean, technically that, she...
That is not a kill. That's like saying that she killed William.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's She transgressed. She didn't have to throw the thing on the fire. It was her own free will. And she was very stupid about doing it.
That is true.
But I like to think that she did it just to bring, not William back, but Marvin. Marvin is the goodest boy, and therefore he deserves to come back. William, maybe not. But you don't know. Things might have gone differently. Maybe Eva would have worked up to actually talking to William and not had to roofie his mulled wine. Who knows? Maybe if she had actually ever talked to the guy, something nice would have happened.
That is true.
Yeah, but we don't know.
Unfortunately, she forgot. If she did take the candy, she forgot everything she knew.
Yep.
So, what are you going to rate it?
I am going to go ahead and give this one a 6. It is, it's solid. There's a lot of beautiful, you know what I liked about this? The lighting. The lighting was beautiful. Mm-hmm. It kept doing the contrast where you have the blue on one side and the red on the other. Very much like Creepshow. Yep. I didn't like a lot of the ambiguity. I didn't like the get out of the free part, like that part. I could have used a little bit more intensity with some of the kills instead of like the weird, like we didn't get a payoff for the actual payoff, like the money thing. Like we could have had a little bit more on that. The 4 days lost, that was cute. You know, I liked a lot of the other stuff, but you know, and then having her kill Marvin when she didn't kill anybody else. The only person that she cared about was the dog. You know, except she did kill her dad. But I'm just saying, like, her dad wanted to go. The dog didn't.
True.
But I don't know. That's me. So I'm going to go ahead and give this 6 baby Jesus out of the advent calendars out of 10. What about you, honey?
I'm actually going to give this an 8 out of 10. We'll do 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10 X. Because... I liked that. You know what? It's been like I said before. It's been a really long time since we've actually watched a movie that was decent, that was good, that didn't end with a shit the bed ending. I mean, it has been a really long time since that's happened. And this ending, although it you know, you do have to kind of dig into it a little bit. It's not bad.
It's ambiguous, but it's ambiguous in that way that you're like, oh, okay, this earned it. This is a good, like, did she take it? Did she not take it? Cool. Not. Oh, and then
you have to go
she
find
got
it.
Shot by somebody.
You have to go
Oopsie
find
poodles.
It on Wikipedia and, you know, come to your own conclusions.
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Thank God the author decided to write a Reddit post that explained everything, and it turned out they were on Nemesis the Red Star the whole time.
So, yeah. So, I give it an 8 out of 10 icks.
Her friend didn't walk off into the fucking nowhere, like, outside of the hospital naked for no reason. We gotta stare at old lady butt cheeks the whole time. Sorry, that was, yeah. Anyways. I get very angry at those stupid ambiguous endings. But anyway, I enjoyed that one. You know, still positive. You thought it was positive. What did you think? You can reach out to us. Let us know. ESAT3AM@gmail.com. Going to be the best way to reach us. You can also go to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ESAT3AM. Or go to our website, ESAT3AM.com. And on there, you can go ahead and click on the Leave Us a Voicemail link. And that will leave us a voicemail. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, we would.
But until next time, we will see y'all later.
Yep. Bye.